Okay, I think we're holding by Roma Tesla Mikabe Shina Basoi. Plus Abiyasna.
A little bit before that. Yeah, a bit before that.
What? A little bit before that?
Yeah.
And we spoke last week about Exiva. I think we did do that. Or made a mistake.
We started the paragraph of Oedish Lachaladas.
We're two thirds of the way through this. Well, if Fika Chomala Milo Shnaim Shayushim, somewhere around there.
Okay, Fika Chomala Milo Shnaim Shayushim, okay. Well, if Fika Chomala Milo, I like to, okay, I'm mixing up the Chachmany and the Chachmany and the book, okay. Well, if Fika Chomala Milo Shnaim Shayushim, Vim Benehem Divit Ta'ira, Shem Moshav Leitzim. Kiroi, Shehu et Hashnaim Divit Ta'ira, Kashahem Shnaim, Kihem Kineged Madrega Tatsuda, Shem Madrega Shnia, Shashat Madrega Zeshat Tebiyeta. To explain this type of point that he makes over here. When you have, he said before that there is a build-up. You start, whenever you make something in this world that has a tzura on it, the chayma must come first, the fail, and then the tzura. So first, the chayma comes to the world, and then the tzura impresses itself on top of the chayma. So whenever the first one came, and the first person sat down, that darges chayma. The second one that came on top of that, that's tzura. Because tzura is always impresses of a chayma. So the one person is chayma. The second one is tzura on top of it. I want to give it a little bit of a flesh out a drop so that we can understand it a bit. It's just like whenever, unless a person lives with himself, so there's no real formulation of ideas. He has his senses and he senses that this thing, the other thing. When the next person comes along, the person now has a sense that the next person has to communicate, describe, and so on, because that sort of is a, he has to transform the physical sensation that he has into some sort of, into something that can be given over. That's the second, dagger. So the Mela, that's what he says over here. The second darga of these things is the darga that's mislavish on the chayma, and that's when you have two people, you have the first one and the second one. The chayma is what he means is like this, that Talmud we're talking about always starts mitzad mikreach at first, mitzad b'feil at second. L'mashal, I want a chair, so I take the wood and I bang it together with the legs and the back and the seat so that it's a chair. The hardcover of the thing is so the tzura shabai started mitzad sheirish, and that's sort of a tzura sichlis. A chair is an idea. I then in the befeil I start with the material and then make a chair out of it. So the Torah is the Surah to the Priya. Torah is the Tzirim Tzis, meaning Torah is the Tachlis, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he made the Priya. But what he had in mind then starts with all sorts of materials that we form into something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind. So always different Torah are always the things that are the more abstract element of Torah. It's earlier in the Sheirish and it's later in the Befeil. So the Chiyuv to bring it out into the world, it's more Sheirish than the things of Tov. And it's comes up later with the it comes up later in the process. So let's say in Torah, the things that are written that say as is as says that ke'ilu the chaymer of Torah, the tfisa and the havana of it, what Chazal called the Gemara when they speak about Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara, that's always the ear of it. It's there before, but it comes out later. So, Lamashal, if I have an idea that I'm trying to explain, so I have a certain abstract idea. I mean, every idea really is abstract. So I want to give up that idea. I then think of a mashal, how to upon which this idea would best be conveyed. I take the mashal and I tell you a story about a thing, and from the story about that thing, I expect a more abstract idea to come out. That's the process of this going. So the return is the same thing. Now I just want to explain the idea of Asar Mekavma. Asar, what does it mean that the Shechina comes first? I mean, it's always a game, like, you know, you play tricky with the Shechina, like, you know, you make believe you're coming, and then he's there, and you're not there, and the two people say, what does it mean the Shechina comes first? How does the Shechina know, without breaking into the world of Yedia Bechira, what's going to be there now? What does it mean to come first? You see the building between 10 and 100 and 1,000, that means 10 is the ultimate number in terms of Asherat HaShechina. Well, the Shikach Kodma Shechina V'Asoi, Ki Malkum L'Fneim Hashem Yisparach B'Roishem. It's a passage that says, this is more brings in Pesachim, V'Ayav Malkum L'Fneim Hashem B'Roishem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will go ahead of them. Me'ach HaShe'Asor Im HaShechina. Well, the Fikach, a tiny project. One option is where the Tachtonim become very Kabbalah for Yoinim. Everything in this world is supposed to be a Hechatimsa for Ashraf Hashchina. When we realize that, when we actualize that, a Hechatimsa, the Shchina comes. So there's a Deher that there is something other than Shchina. Something that shayach to a world that we call Tachtonim. The purpose of Tachtonim is to bring on Elyonim, and if you are right for it, you can bring on the Elyonim. So the Marshall, let's think of a simple example. Let's say a person is a foreigner, he's not American, but qualities are such that Americans mechaber him, and they give him a visa to visit. So there the pshat is the person himself is not American, but he's coming because an outsider who is welcome to come in. When tachtonim make themselves into something that's royal to the mechaber yonim, they can then be mechaber yonim. That's one mahala. There's a second mahala, and that is an American comes to America, or an Englishman to England, the terrorist, because that's me. This is where I am. This is where I belong. That's a whole different procedure to it. The school of Tachtonim is such that they may be Zohar Tolyanim. So they always come before the alien. So the muscle, somebody did something to be right to something. So the pa'ula that he did to be right to something comes first, and then in comes the thing that he's right for. But the somebody that's shy to El Yainim is of that El Yainim, and therefore it's the other way around. The Shechina came first and he came second. His own Metzius is a Toitzor of the Metzius Pneumis, not a Seba for it. So the person that was invited into the royal family, so his own Metzius is first, and because it was so good and fine, he's invited to the family. Somebody who was born in the family and is royalty, the royalty came first, but he came second, he came as a great sovereign. When Tachtonim do a Maisa that generates Ashraf HaShchina, that is, means the right order of things is their Pa'ula came first, they did something nice, wonderful, and they were going to Ashraf HaShchina. But if it's reversed, let's say you have 10 people contain in themselves the element of Shechina Be'etzem. 10 is an arrangement of Eden that have in themselves the Etzem quality of Elyonim. So when they have the Ashraf HaShechina, it's not the Pshat, they were Tachtonim, and they did a Pu'ula that merits having Elyonim come down. And that's why we have them come down. It's the opposite. The Elyonim, the Tachtonim, the Tzura Vasura is the Tzura of Elyonim, and the Elyonim came first, and this is where it manifests itself with matter. So that's the Pshat, the Shechina comes first. The Shechina that Shayach to the Tzura of Ten is because Ten is a representative. Kobe Asura of Shechina Sharia is that the Shechina is a Tetzor, the Ten are a Tetzor of Shechina. Shechina expresses itself this world through Ten. Whereas less than Ten can do something to merit Ashraf HaShechina. And that's what it says in the Pshabba to Lovo. It says, Kimalkim Rafneim, Hashem's Barbarashim, like it says in the Pasuk that he brings over here, Vayava Malkim Rafneim, Hashem Barbarashim, that means also that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't come as a result mekabel the shchina. When the shloisha is over there, the person, but he merits being mekabel the shchina. She shchina boladim. Can make a mitzvah or a manivdo. Umekim is an extra or a mekabel. The figure thinks you're shloisha kaidim. Ki hein ashab mekabel the shchina, Hashem what? So the shloisha has to be the first in the sense that because there were three people here, that's a shchina came. The fact that no matter how many more you'll add doesn't increase it in any way. The answer is Hashem Mekabel Koidim. Our Shechina Kodav Asoi. The Shechina comes first. Rake for Shleisha in the Mitzvah there Shegil Madrigan of Delos. Over there, Tzach Mekabel, Tzach Mekabel who Koidim Bevadai, Lefika Choma Adiyas. So in the arrangement of Mekabel Kala. First, the other arrangement, the Shechina comes first. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Ratzon for the Bria is described as wanting to be with his Nefraim because the Ila wants an Olam. Lekach Hashem Yisbarach Chofet Bias Im Asher Hu Ila Lehem. Ovipnei Ki O Ila Hu Kredim El Asher Hu Ila Lehem. Because the cause is only the first, Lekach Hashchina Makedima Mekademus of Ne'asara. Ki Bevad Hashem Yisbarach Asher Ila Kredemus of Yisha Olam Imenu. The Dafka Kasher Him Asara Kasher Hu Klal Sholim Sh'ein Tei Sefer
because not Shavit, Vena Ol Bele Ilu, Mitzad Azeh, Ha'ol Kaidim,
מצד אדם שהוא עלו, ולקח אבי יצבי. So, the Shechina comes when there is, when he's attained, what he wants to attain. It's Baruch Hadu V'Chachamim Badi Tavim. So basically, his basic Nekudas of Chana is that it depends whether the Chibur comes before the Ila or before the Olu. From the Ila or from the Olu. If the Nekudas of Chibur is because that's what Hashem Shem Baruch Hu wanted, that comes first, so then it comes from the Ila first, and he has to be there. That's only true by something like Asara. Where it's coming, Mikoyach, the Olu, that the Olu has brought about a Kiv and Zila, so the Olu is going to come first. Okay, well, hopefully I have just to go someplace a bit early. Any questions?
Just a quick one. The Gemara says in Bava Kamma that the Shechina is only Shriya if there's 22,000. So when the Gemara says that there's no chilek in, that there's no chilek between 10 and anything more, the Gavi Ashura says Shechina. So where does 22,000 come in?
The number 22,000 is because the minyan of Isis is Chafdeis, and it's sort of the fullness of expression. And as much as Hashem Hashchina is where Hashem is expressed, as opposed to being, so therefore, Chonik Oisus wouldn't make sense to be like how much of Hashem expresses himself. That would be Chafdei. So I guess it would be Mitzad. The essence fact of Hashem Hashchina is Kedemet. That should be 10 in the fullness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presentation, over there, but it's 22,000. You have, you do have a much of the most recent past 10, you have to worry about minus mellow. But 22,000 is two things. First of all, it's a number of ribui, two, both are ribui of 1,000, and also the Chafdei Noisius are the surah of the fullness of expression of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I think the dogish is more on the expressing of the Shechina rather than the etymology of the Shechina. That's what I would say.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Okay. So, Rav Hashem, Rav Hashem, next week, Rebecca.